It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. We had yet another comment about our end of fiscal year fund drive completed just a week ago last Friday. This listener from Lexington, choosing to remain anonymous, was astounded that it took 2.5 days to persuade about 200 people to donate $25,000. His point, as those of us working in public broadcasting and many of our supporters already know, is that with thousands of people listening to the stations, so few people actually contribute. We know the majority of our 65,000-plus listeners do not contribute financially, yet we are grateful to those of you who do. During our fund drives, we often say that we read every comment submitted with donations. That is absolutely true, and I'd like to take a moment to share just a few that came in during last week's drive. Terry from Versailles noted that she appreciates Stu Johnson's reporting on domestic violence. Brian from Lexington says, "It's the station I go to for news." Karen from Hazard says she loves WEKU, specifically noting, "I appreciate your special programming when some big event occurs." And Brian from Louisville is a fan of On Point, A Prairie Home Companion, Radiolab, Snap Judgment, and This American Life, but tells us he's leaving to teach high school in Kazakhstan this fall, but he hopes to keep connected with streaming online. These comments are, of course, a brief sample of what we hear from our donors. If you didn't hear yours, send it to us again or call it in. You can email us at weku@eku.edu, post on Facebook, or call our listener comment line, 859-622-1657. We'll gladly keep your comment anonymous, but please be sure to leave your name and callback information. That number again, 859-622-1657. Then tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.